No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Guys, welcome to Battle of the Sexes, round three. I'm your main host today, Nikki Bernal, with my co-host, Dave Swan. Say hi, Dave.
Hi.
We're really excited about today. We have a lot of stuff going on. We have two very special guests with us today, very amazing comics. Give it up, first of all, for Sarai.
Hey. Hello.
And we have one of my favorite comics as well over here on this side for the guys. Give it up for the guys. Give it up for Chris Rubio.
Yay.
She says that every week, Chris.
Yeah, I know.
No, I don't.
I didn't get the favorite. I don't know.
You are one of my favorite females, and he's one of my favorite guys. You guys are very creative with your comedy. We're going to get into that. How are you guys doing, first of all?
I'm good. I'm just so happy to be here.
I was like, ladies first.
He's a gentleman, all right?
I'm a gentleman.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. You know, appreciate you having me, Nikki, Dave, you know. It's a great exposure. Great to be here.
Well, it's a fun show. We're going to have some fun today. We're going to get into all that. Chris, you're not going to be a gentleman during these battles, though.
I don't know. I will, you know, I think, okay, all right, fine. I won't be a gentleman.
Attaboy.
However, I didn't know what to expect here because it's my first time at Skid Row Studios.
Oh, really?
Just the name itself, I was a little sketchy about it, you know, but then as soon as I found out it was a building, I'm like, yes.
Yeah. I don't think that's the first time that's ever been said, so don't worry.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. She's like, yeah, we're going down Skid Row Studios to check out the studio. I'm like, wait. Why would you want to do a show at Skid Row Studios?
Literally, when I was pitching him the show, I was like, no, I promise. I used to do Rick Esqueda's radio
Which
with
doesn't
him
doesn't help either.
I know. He's like, really? Rick's show? Come on. No, I'm just kidding. We love you, Rick Esqueda. We love you.
Is Rick still doing a show?
No. We had to cut it out because Rick had a baby. Yay.
Ricky baby.
Yay.
An Esqueda baby.
He showed what it was to be a responsible
baby.
Man.
Esqueda baby.
Well, before we get into these challenges today, we want to give our listeners a little background on each of you, so you guys get to know each other, so you can do some good disses back and forth, right?
Uh-oh.
I mean,
so it's like that.
It's getting heated.
It's like that.
It's gonna get heated.
All right.
So first, we're gonna start off with my girl Sarai. You are originally from Houston, Texas.
Houston,
right?
Texas, born and raised.
From the
South.
Okay. Damn.
You know, and as Texans, we don't really, you know, say we're actually from the U.S. We think Texas is our own country. You know?
We're from Texas.
Don't put the sound effects. No. I'm from Houston, Texas, born and raised. Went to New York for a little bit. Loved it out there, loved the cultures and stuff like that going on, and then came to LA.
Houston, Texas. I lived in Houston for 4 years. I used to work for NASA at Johnson Space Center.
Nice.
I know. Why is she doing comedy? It's like you had bills to pay and a salary.
That was a good job.
A big kid's job.
You had a big kid job, too, and we're going to talk about that, too. But first of all, how'd you handle the humidity in Houston? I couldn't handle it.
I couldn't. I had ponytails. A lot of ponytails, a lot of gel.
Right.
Because the hair, the guys are looking like, what are you talking about?
We ethnic.
Yeah. The hair, humidity, you go, you first have it, it's nice and straight, or however you have it, it's nice and calm. Then you go outside and it's like a fro instantly.
It's like, poof.
That's the sound effect for it.
Automatic.
That's what it is.
Yeah, immediately. When you hear that poof noise, like, uh-oh, some girl went outside.
She must live in Houston.
Yeah, she must. There you go.
I used to tell people it was the only city I had ever lived in where you couldn't even be in a hurry to get to your car in the morning because you would sweat through your clothes.
Yep.
Like, literally.
Okay, so Arizona is more like dry heat as opposed to...
Same with L.A.
Then, as a Filipino guy, it's all about humidity in the Philippines. It's like...
Our skin needs it. Just kidding.
But it's like disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, that's how the Midwest is. It's like really humid. And same with Florida.
You can just cut straight through it. Now, at what point did you, because I know you have a full name, your stage name is Sarai.
Uh-huh.
What's do you mind giving your full name?
No, it's fine. I've just paid my warrants, so they're no longer looking for me. So I can give you my full government name. No, it's Venice Sarai.
That's such a pretty name.
Thank you. I'm named Venice after my father, Varese.
Oh, that's cool.
I shouldn't say that. Maybe he has warrants out for him. But I actually dropped my first name to go with my last name to pay homage to my dad.
That's so sweet.
As a girl, you know, my children won't have the last name. So I say, well, I want to make Sarai popular. I want to make Sarai great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You just carrying on the tradition, carrying
that's
on the name.
That's what I'm trying to do. I figure it's a good gimmick for NBC. I don't know.
Yeah. No, totally. So
one word. You guys are good.
One
right?
word.
Totally go. Good. And, but you had a big girl job in Houston, Texas, too. You worked for Media Source.
Yes, I did. I have one of those lives where it's declining. Like, I started off, I had so much ambition. I was 18. I was in college. I was the only intern out of 30 interns to get this job where I had to put on this actual TV show for a public broadcasting channel. Like, I had to edit it, direct it, produce it. And then I went on and I went to VH1, BET in New York. And then I came to LA and I'm doing this.
Nice.
I'm with you guys right now.
That's not a decline, though, because everything you learn from those experiences is better and more useful here in LA to begin with.
That's how you justify it.
There you go. That's what I need to say to myself.
Tonight. Right. No, I'm serious, because people in Houston have kind of like this weird connotation that you go to Houston to rap, like to make it in like rapping and hip hop. But there's a lot of broadcast and media productions there that have a lot of knowledge to give young interns like you.
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
So after you worked for Media Source, what was the next step?
After Houston Media Source, I had like a night job. Now, the night job, I was usually downtown, wore like a little skirt. You know, it was a night job, maybe mostly from tips.
Yeah.
And guys would usually drive by. And
No,
I'm just joking. Wait, that sounds like
they would drive by,
roll the window down. You know, ask me how much it costs. No. You know, I actually, from Houston Media Source, I did like four of the internships. I did PBS, ABC. I was trying to sweeten my resume some. I got like, did this job where I was associate producer. That's why I don't have the good job anymore either, because I can't talk. I can't say big words. But yeah, I was associate producer for PBS. Then I went to New York and it started off as an internship, actually. And it just turned into a career.
You come to LA spitting out those credits, people bow down to you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I've worked
thank
for you. PBS and CBS, the Media Source.
NBC.
Yeah. She was like, I was going to be on Reading Rainbow, but you know, I went the other
it's
route.
It's different. You know, I woke up one day and I was like, man, I want to do stand-up. I want to make people laugh. And I don't want to live my life with regrets. And I was like, I could keep the comfortable job, you know, somewhere in Times Square, or I can go to LA, try it out, fail, and get back up again.
That's awesome, though, because you actually hit that point where you had an epiphany and you're like, I want more. Were you always, like, the funny kid in your family? Did you always joke around?
I would say I was a jokester a little. Like, in my class, I used to always be, you know, I used to make good grades and stuff. But in class, when there was a big old ruckus or everybody started laughing, they would kind of look at me as like, does Sarah do something? You know, like, she must have done something. And I'm sitting there like, doop, 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 like, quiet, you know what I mean? But I used to always, like, you know, making everybody laugh here and there. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, I would still do my work.
So. Well, that's good. You had a business mind, but you were still, like, the little clown.
Yeah.
The background. So sure. Then at what point from Houston did you move to New York?
I graduated and I was like, Houston is too small for me. It's
right.
too small of a
That's
platform.
Too small?
Yeah, Houston was like, far as entertainment and media, I was like, like it's not going to work.
There's a ceiling.
It's a ceiling. There you go. Lil Wayne said no ceilings. I was like, okay, Lil Wayne, thank you so much. Praise Lil Wayne. I get it. No. So I went to New York and I was there, like I said, as an intern. It started off between an internship with MTV and BET at the moment. And I was like, okay, whichever one I get, I'll go for it.
Yeah.
It just happened that MTV was in LA and New York was the BET.
BET.
And I went to the final round for LA, but I didn't make it. And then I said, okay, well, I'll go to New York.
This is so cool. I want to be the type of person that doesn't name drop celebrities. I name drop production companies.
It took some time to get there, you know?
I want to be able to be like, man, I worked for BET, but that ain't going to happen.
I know,
just a bunch
right?
of three-letter words.
I know.
All these acronyms. But you
crazy
had,
there.
You had a big project before you moved to New York. Weren't you working on a sketch group in Houston called LOL?
Oh, yeah. That was back when I was a Houston Media Source. I had my own sketch TV show there. And like I said, I was like one of the only interns that actually made it through. Because what happened was they were like, there's no directors, there's no producers, there's no editors. Just go out there and make it happen. If you bring it back to us, we like it, we'll put it on air.
Wow.
That's what it was.
Oh, geez.
So I was like spending days trying to edit. I had to teach myself how to edit. Just a whole bunch of craziness. And directing, producing. So now when I'm out here and I'm kind of doing a sketch web series, it's not as hard because, you know, now you have the grip.
You know everything.
Yeah, you have all these people to help you out. And it's like, where were these people when I was in Houston? Like,
that's like,
I was struggling.
That's like tough love parenting, trial by fire.
Yeah, pretty much.
your parents just stick you out there. They're like, go find a job. Just we're not going to tell you how to do it, but come back and let us know. And then we'll tell you if the job's cool or not.
Yeah. You're 18. Get out the house.
You know? That's so cool. So they basically just give you all the equipment, all the resources you need and say, hey, here's free rein on everything that can make it this career. Learn how to do it yourself.
Pretty much. I mean, we had all the best equipment, but we had no one to hold it. I had like my brother. He was up there holding the camera, shaking. I'm like, you're not even on camera. Like, why are you nervous? You know, I'm the one on camera. He's like shaking. I had some other friends.
I don't want to screw it up for my sister. I don't want to screw
it
up.
Yeah, there you go. She may be famous one day, right?
Backhand him. You'd be like, come on, get that camera straight.
Yeah, I had friends. They were guests on my show because I ended up doing two shows there. And I was like, hey, you know, let's just come here. Let me interview you. And we're talking about, we had one show called College Chat.
Okay.
And we're just talking about whatever happened on campus, so.
Oh,
it was interesting, yeah. And the sketch comedy one was just sketches, just random comedic sketches.
But that's awesome because they want to see your drive to go do it. They want to see that you can take the reins and not have to be told what to do, because a lot of that is in L.A.
It's sure.
Sure, we'll call it that. I think they were lazy, low-budgeted, and it's like, if they want to be famous, let them work for it. So,
but then, so you have all this knowledge, all this background. You moved to New York and you worked with some pretty significant groups in New York. New York, you worked with New York Improv.
Yeah, I did. I did a few things with New York. I did like award shows here and there, and I was, you know, working on those. And that's crazy to see the other life, you know, the other side of things. I was kind of blessed to be around a lot of people who I admired and wanted to be like them. And when you're around such greatness, it almost influences you to push harder.
To be better.
Yeah, because, you know, for instance, Dave, let's say 10 years from now, and you're like this big, you're Dave. Like, right now, you're Dave. But you're going to be Dave one day, you know? And then I talk to you, and I'm like, Dave's a regular guy. You know, I like Dave.
How do you say Rubio deeper? You Rubio, but you still Rubio.
Yeah.
You Rubio.
That's when Chris drops the first name. It's just like, I'm going by Rubio now, guys.
Because you can't just be Chris. Gotta be Rubio.
Yeah,
that's
or
the lady's hot.
Yeah, Rufio.
Rufio.
Do
you get that a lot?
I get that a lot. Or Rubio's Baja Grill. It's one of those two.
I don't know the second one.
Was Rufio?
Rubio's you've never been to Rubio's Baja Grill?
Oh, he's a Qdoba guy.
Ooh, what's that?
Well, there's all sorts of other ones. Like, I don't know what Rubio's is.
They all Mexican burrito places trying to bite off me.
Sounds like Baja Fresh, pretty much. That's
my mama would smack them all. I'm serious. They were like, Nikki, you gotta try Chipotle. You gotta try Freebirds. You gotta try Qdoba. I'm like, these are all whitewashed versions of burritos. They're just puns on my life.
And they taste delicious.
They're edible versions of Nikki. Come on.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the way you're looking at it.
So you hosted for BET, like red carpet.
I did some correspondent work. Yeah. You actually make me feel better about my life. I haven't done anything.
Forgot about all this.
I got a radio show later, but that's about it. But yeah, I forgot about that. You know, it's almost like, I don't want to see it as a fall from grace, but I guess it was humbling back in those times doing all those things and then, you know, starting kind of like fresh a little bit, you know, starting off in stand-up comedy, and it's a whole different type of hustle.
But that's the way it should be, though, because when you move to LA, you want credits. You want things under your belt that are significant so people take you seriously.
Oops.
Dave's like, I'm going so backwards on this.
Yeah.
No, every time we have a guest and I end up learning new things about them, and you realize how fortunate you are to even share the stage with certain people like you and with Chris, because Chris has done a lot of significant work too. But it makes me feel humbled being able to share the stage with such talented people that have all these great backgrounds. And that's the point of shows like this. So people get to learn your depthness.
I know, right? She's just not the chick at the open mics, huh? She doesn't just do the open mics.
So what's with this sketch web series? Because you turned the sketch into a web series.
Yeah, well, I plan out my life to maybe like 20 years later when they do my story, it'll be like, oh, okay. So when I had the idea to do the web series, I nostalgically named it LOL after the first web series. It took me, you know, a lot of sweat and a lot of craziness to make and produce.
Right.
And I just said, okay, I'm going to shoot some sketches. And then everybody was like, well, make it, you know, that's a web series. Like, what's a web series? And he was like, just put web series on it and try to push it. I was like, sure, well, it's a web series. So it was just the same thing I did for, you know, Houston Media Source. So now I put it under the guise of web series. And I ended up submitting it to like a couple of festivals. And it was like 2 for 2. They picked it up.
Oh, nice.
2 for 2, so.
And ladies, listen to this, because she's a trendsetter. She was using LOL before it was popular in texting for her web series.
My grandmother thought it meant lots of love.
Aww. I was like, LOL, Grandma. She's like, I love you too, baby. Lots of love back to you, baby, now.
Or the moms that think WTF is, well, that's fantastic.
There you go. You got to teach them.
Just a reminder to any listeners that have any questions for Chris or Sarai, you can call in live. This is a live show. You can watch it on video stream, actually, at skidrowstudios.com. And you can even call in and chime in at 1-800-893-9562.
Took a second on that one, didn't it?
I have problems reading, okay? This was my...
I was like, is she trying to remember?
I know, Rubio's like...
800.
Rubio's like, damn, Nikki's religious. She's giving it up to God. Look it up.
I know, right? I was like, why is she looking so weird?
She's like, oh, she rolling those head back in, her eyes are rolling back in the back of her head like a demonic possession just to get a number, getting the Rolodex.
I was just looking down. I'm like, all right. Oh, she's got it.
He's like, one more number, Nikki. Come on. You got this. You got this.
It's a teamwork show. All right.
Now, this web series, though, became something significant because you were nominated for an award for this web series.
Yeah, it got, and you know, to my surprise, it got nominated Best Web Series. And I was like, what? You know, but that's yeah, awesome. It was great. And you know, I guess in LA, that means something. So
in LA, in life in general, that means something. You get nominated for anything. I could be nominated for like, for most congenial in high school and I would have taken it.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. That's an accomplishment
too. I don't know what that means.
Oh, no, I'm saying I would have taken it. I was not nominated most congenial or anything. I would tap and stuff. You're not making beats yet, okay, Rubio? Don't be banging on the table.
I haven't been banging on the table today.
I know. Dave gets reprimanded.
Looking at me all evil.
Dave, as you can... No. As you can say, Dave is a very large, stocky white man. And he has a tendency to like boom, 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 bang on tables. So now he's sitting like this.
Which is amazing.
He's so polite.
She
ladies.
Reprimands me.
We have a polite, very stocky, tall white man here.
Very cute too, ladies. Very cute.
If you'd like a date with this polite, stocky man, I could try to remember the number again and say it and look up to God.
Don't let Dave hug you.
Oh, my hugs are...
Your hugs are...
Are warmth giving.
Now tell... Roby's like, I want to talk more about Dave's stockiness. And
I can, Chris, bromance action, huh?
I can cook too, buddy.
You could cook too?
Ooh, wow. Do you like long walks in the park?
I prefer the beach.
He likes hockey. Yeah, he likes hockey and he likes hiking too, ladies.
Nice.
And he's a very avid Pinterest user for recipes.
Cool. And for you ladies wondering, his number is 818-799. And get the other four later.
Yeah, call it, ladies. Dave Swan.
Social security number is 6.
There you go.
Rubio
check
is
credit. Check it.
I know. Rubio's married. You can't have him, ladies. Back off.
Yes.
But they both look good in red today. They both look good in red.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Rufio's cute, ladies.
Rufio is cute.
She called you Rufio.
I said Rubio. Would it be?
No, I'm saying her.
Oh, yeah, I said Rufio.
She's just like, yeah, I'm thinking of Rufio, though, to be honest.
I know. Those Filipinos, I'm like, just kidding.
They can roll their R's, too.
Yeah, we can.
All right. Well, back to the web series.
Ooh, got a little hot for a second.
So
what's your ethnicity?
Me? I am Mexican, Spanish, Native American, and Irish.
Ooh, okay, never mind.
What did you think I was?
I thought you were just pure...
I thought you were just Mexican.
Yeah.
I thought you just crossed over.
And here's the thing, I'm totally ignorant anything south of the border, so anything south of the border is Mexican to me.
I was born on this side. I didn't have to cross.
I will correct you because I'm Salvadorian.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Give it up for producer
so many people.
Jenny.
I agree with you.
Hold on.
She just put your ass in check.
Okay. If people didn't know I was Filipino, I bet you she would say I'm Chinese or something.
I just say Asian, that way
I'm actually really good at picking out Filipino and Asian.
How can you tell the difference, Jenny?
My dad would totally call you Chino, but...
But what's the different look? Like, what's the look in the face that makes a difference?
The skin color, for sure.
Because you can tan.
A little tanner?
Well, we look Mexican, that's what
we're Yeah, and you... Yeah, definitely. Yeah. There's a lot of people who are Mexican that I think can be... Filipino.
But could you tell the difference between a Korean, a Chinese, and a Japanese?
That I can't.
See? So do not blame me if I can't, you know,
totally
say you're Salvadorian.
Yeah, no, totally safe, but
I'm like, you like tortillas? Okay, you're Mexican.
No, if I came over over to your houses for dinner, then maybe I could tell the difference. I'm like, oh, he eats pho. Oh, he eats sushi. Okay, yeah, now yeah, I know. Yeah, the
there
difference.
You go.
Yeah. You eat sushi. Yeah.
Just have a dinner first.
I love sushi.
Rubio, quit making me hungry, damn it. So what was the theme of this web series? I still want to know because I haven't seen it yet. I need to check it out now that I know it's such a big thing. I'm sorry. I'm so ignorant.
Well, it's LOL. That's okay. The name of it. And it's just sketches. Like, for instance, one sketch was a Snoop Dogg GPS sketch. And I was just going through.
Oh, you talk about this in your set. Yeah, I love it.
So I talk about a little bit of stand-up sometimes, and I just turn them into sketches.
So explain to them this joke because I love it so much. You got to do a little bit of it.
All right. Snoop Dogg, first of all, Snoop Dogg have a GPS system. I don't know if anybody know this. I don't know if anybody care about this. But Snoop Dogg have a GPS system. It's called Voice Scan. All right. And first of all, when you turn it on, it comes on and goes, Snoop. I was like, okay,
instead of saying hello.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting, right? So I'm like, crip walking out the car, like, this is gonna be good, right? So I type in Starbucks, enter, and I'm driving, okay? And all of a sudden it's like, stay straight, like a player do. It's like, make that right, Nizzle. Keep your pimp hand strong. I was like, what kind of high Tourette's thing this stuff is spitting out, you know? And I, like, at the end of the day, I end up at a weed store. So I was just like, trash. I don't want it anymore.
I'm confused. Snoop Dogg GPS.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg GPS. I wish I had a Snoop Dogg voice or something, you know?
I know, that would be awesome. I love that joke. Every time I hear it, I crack up laughing.
Oh, thanks, Nikki.
I really, really do.
I admire you, too. I wish I could interview you and tell you how much I admire you.
You could do it, right? You could interview Nikki right now.
Rubio just don't want to talk about himself. I am from New Mexico. We've talked about this. I'm the newer version of Mexican, so we cook, but we don't clean.
Oh
snap. So what's next up for you? Like, what's coming up? What are you working on? Is there anything you want to promo?
Right now, I'm at Second City, which is an improv spot.
That's so awesome.
And I'm house manager there now. And I'm just planning on writing, creating more content. You know, I just want to get to the point where I'm talented. And I know that sounds weird, but, like, I want to be talented.
It makes sense.
Like, when its position does come or when that opportunity comes again, because I realize when it comes, you got to be ready, you know, for my past life. So when it hits, you know, if they say, hey, we're looking for a writer, I'm like, okay, boop, I got writing. Say, hey, we're looking for a great improviser, someone could think on their feet. I'm like, oh, well, I got this. You know, I'm looking for someone with a little production experience. Okay, well, you know, I'll get a camera. You know, I'll use my flip phone. You know, let me audition for you. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's so awesome.
So I just want to be talented. I want to get to the point where I know everything and I'm kind of becoming a master at my craft. And I feel like, you know, I'm optimistic once Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, it sounds like you're already there.
I know. Yeah. You're doubting yourself so much.
Like I'm doing this.
Oh, man. And your wife is not here, right?
The way I perceive
Sarai. She doesn't listen to this show, right?
The way I perceive Sarai is you're that girl in the girl group that's like, oh, I got this.
Oh.
Like, you, that, I got this girl.
You're the Beyonce.
You can do everything. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. But, like, totally. The thing I've been, like, struggling with the most since we're, like, family now, it's, like, you know, the branding, you know, because I want to be positive and I want to have this, you know, uplifting type of message. But you guys know sometimes in a stand-up game, it's like...
Got to get a little dirty. Got to get your hands wet.
Yeah, get your hands dirty. Yeah. You know, sometimes the funniest comedy comes from, like, the dead parts in yourself.
Yeah,
the zombie
she
parts.
The dead parts.
You know, I was beaten as a child, you know, and everyone's like, oh, this is going to be great.
It's the parts you should cut off if you want to live, but at the same time, you're like, well, there's a really good joke about that.
Yeah.
If you ever get in that mind frame, I'm going to give you some life wisdom for me. Mm-hmm. I've been doing comedy for a while, but what I used to tell people is that if I could take any negative situation mm-hmm. or any life-altering experience I'd ever been in that might have been seen as negative and turn it into something that people laugh at, that they get something positive at least I could leave this world knowing that I've never had a bad day.
Wow.
Because you're turning That's every great. Negative in your life into positive because we do something so cool that no one ever gets to do. We get to get on stage and tell those, you know, you've been there, but you won't talk about it stories.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
You see their face and then they're like, oh, crap, I've been there too. Damn, I didn't know anybody else had. This is funny.
Yeah, I just don't want to lose myself. You know, like in the era of the Nicki Minaj, just like I don't want to get a big butt implant, you know, crazy hair. Shout out to Nicki. No offense, but... I don't want to be a gimmick, you know what I mean? So
I don't think you could be. With as much experience as you've had and as hard as you've worked, I don't think you could be. I really, really don't.
Thank you,
I agree.
Give it up for Sarai.
Yay.
The funny thing is when we decided to put you two together, I started thinking about it because once I saw your background and all the work that you have done in your life, Chris
Rubio owns his own production company.
Whoa. Yeah, he does.
Nice.
Give it up for Chris Rubio for 424 Production.
Yay, 424 Production.
Give a shout out to your boys.
He is a multimedia artist, unless you...
Multimedia, yeah.
Multimedia artist.
Because I remember one time I had a business card and... there was just so many titles. I'm like, wow, how can I consolidate all these titles? It was like director, cinematographer, comedian, writer. I'm like, just condense it.
144 characters or less.
I'd be multimedia.
You know? Yeah, it's a multimedia artist. Done.
There you go. That's so awesome, though. But I will add one funny tidbit for our listeners. For somebody that owns a multimedia production and does websites, I could not navigate your website if my life depended on it.
There's a reason for that. I just recently
got
a new WordPress platform.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, after all the book gigs I have to do, I just didn't have no time. And this was a month ago, and it's on my priorities list.
I have no time.
The Filipino came out.
I have to fix my website. So I'm going to fix my website within the next couple of weeks.
No, that's fine. So. I just kept clicking. It's like, this is an example of what a homepage would be.
Yeah.
This is an example of what an MP3 would sound like.
I've been updating mine for about 2 years now.
It's horrible. Because, you know, I don't want to pay. I'm like the kind of person where I just want to do everything. I don't want to have to pay somebody. You know, if it's a website, I'll learn how to build my own website.
Exactly.
You know, like I could navigate through WordPress platforms and stuff like that. Like,
Talent. I can't. I haven't finished my website yet. I worked on Rob's first because his man is. I know you do. I was going to try to get him to call in to talk to you. My boyfriend, Rob DeRocha.
Oh, my God. He is...
Rubio's got a little man crush.
Rob DeRocha and his friend Chris Dunham and some of the people around that group is the people that I grew up with in comedy. So they hold a very... Swan, you know, hold a very special place in my heart. So every time I go to like a comedy show and I see them there, it's always like, oh, okay, I don't have to go on stage tonight.
It's fun to see Rubio when you go to a show. You're like, Chris!
I know. He's like their hype man. He's like, woo!
No.
I'm just kidding. I was going to try to get him to call in, but... I don't know. It'll just be a bromance over the phone if I make Rob call in to talk to you.
It will be.
I'll have him call in and help judge the challenge. How about that?
Do that.
Well, we still need to talk more about you. We gotta get the. I know you're married and all, but you do have fans.
Yeah, I do. You know, and they show up in weird places. I know I have a couple fans in Victorville where I'll be at tomorrow.
Shout out to Plug. Shameless marketing.
I never knew I had fans in Victorville. Hesperia. Hesperia. I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing it right.
Hesperia.
I have no idea.
Hesperia. Okay. All right. Cool.
Where are you doing your show in Victorville?
In the Green Tree Inn. Green Tree Inn, yeah.
I did the weirdest show at some steakhouse for Travis Tappelshay.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's not there anymore, but me and Jeff Keith co-featured for Andy Dick there.
Oh, my goodness.
It was the weirdest thing in the world. Jeff ended up having to do an hour and 45 minutes, and I did an hour because Andy was late, and he did 15 minutes on stage.
Oh, my God.
And he probably got paid the headliner?
Yes, he got paid the headliner material.
Yeah, he got paid the headliner.
Oh, that sucks.
This dude asked for a raw piece of meat and a big milkshake, and that's all he ate.
Like, really?
Yeah, and then he continuously kept mentioning drugs to the audience, asking for drugs. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen.
Andy Dick?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He just got up there with a little ukulele.
Yeah, so do I.
Do you do? Because about 5 years ago, I went to Yosemite Park. Have you ever been to Yosemite Park?
No.
Yes. One of their biggest hikes is called Half Dome. One of the premier hikes, and it's basically you go up and you... up in a rock, and it's pretty much very dangerous, you know? I'm up there and I see Andy Dick.
This sounds like such a fun thing to spend gas money on.
I see Andy Dick and he looked a little disgruntled, a little high. So.
You're like, don't jump! No!
That's my Andy Dick story.
You were talented.
We watched you on TV.
I mean, you are super talented. No, it was. Don't jump.
I was driving down Highland or something, whatever, by the old Dillon's and Red Room or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm driving and I see this guy stumbling towards the towards the street from the alley with his dick out in his hand.
Oh, my God. God, dude.
Now, which avenue was this? Did you take any pictures by any chance?
Do you know the exact street corner? Can I put this in Waze?
I know, right? We have a time machine.
I'm just like, who walks down an alley, like, towards the street, not away from the street pissing? Like, I've done some dumb drunk shit.
Puts testimony to his last name.
Oh, ba-dum-tsh.
Andy Dick.
And on Andy Dick's note, just kidding, Chris has also done some pretty significant things in his career. I mean, are you, you're born and raised in Cali?
No.
No, you're not.
I read that in email. Like, no, it's half right. I was raised in Cali, but born in Manila, Philippines.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
So I came here when I was like 3 or 4.
Okay, so basically you were Cali born and raised.
Yeah, I'm very
not born, raised.
I went to the Philippines like 4 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I got homesick after a couple days.
See, at least you have a passport and you can go back. I don't have a passport. I won't go to Mexico. That's when you know you're really Mexican, is when you won't cross that border and go back.
You're like, so Abuela is sick. You're like, no, I'm not going back.
Not going back. Yeah, those people selling chiclets on the corner be like, why is this tontita coming back here? She's just walking. Oh my God, no! But I read because I had to really like look up stuff since you didn't have an about section. So you went to USC. Didn't you?
Cal State Northridge.
Cal State Northridge. Dang it. I know these colleges
USC,
in Cali.
USC, I was going to take their film extension program.
Okay, maybe that's what I read.
Yeah.
But
money situation.
Okay.
You know, it was like,
I'm not
going to
get that Philippine grant?
I couldn't get that Philippine grant. You know, it was way expensive. And plus, you know, like, I come across students from USC and, you know,
like,
every so often,
like
I'm like,
them.
You're doing the same stuff I'm doing.
I'm doing the same stuff, and I'm not as broke
I paid
as
less.
You know?
I don't have the loans you have.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you got to intern for NBC.
I got to intern for NBC.
How did you end up interning for NBC?
Well, when I was going to Cal State Northridge, I was a broadcast journalism major.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
You know, with that, I basically applied for an internship at NBC, and I worked at NBC at their news. I didn't really do much as an intern. Have you ever been to like a newsroom or something?
Yeah.
It's like all they had me do was beat call. Beat call was you sit at a desk in front of a computer and you call the LAPD every 15 minutes and be like, hey, so anything going on? No?
That's all you did. That's all I did.
You couldn't just listen to the scanner?
And what?
You couldn't just listen to the police
scanner?
They had
no scanner.
NBC did not
have a scanner. NBC didn't have a scanner. However, there's that medical guy on Channel 4. I forgot his name, but...
He has a scanner?
No, I remember one time he came up to me and was like, hey, Rubio, I need you to, you know, get these transcripts and rewrite them or something like that. And I just was like, I was just like...
Busiest day.
I know, right?
I said, no. I said, I know. That's all I said, yeah.
I was very Filipino.
And I was out there a week later.
It's like, I kind of wish I was interviewed before. Sorry, right now.
Yeah, exactly.
But now with your comedy career, you've done some really big things. I mean, you were featuring on the road for Ty Rivera.
I featured for Ty Rivera for quite a bit, and he's
hilarious.
He's hilarious. He actually taught me a lot of things about comedy, especially on the road. He's the one that actually
very dirty, but very hilarious.
Very dirty. He has a lot of clean stuff too. Yeah. You know. But he's just a workhorse. I mean, if anybody has seen him at the open mic scene in L.A. He has that credibility of just like, it's like clockwork.
Six
open mics a night. I mean, when's the last time you've done five performances in one night?
The most I've done, I think, is 4. I've never done 6.
Yeah.
That's ambitious. Yeah. That's really ambitious.
And yeah, and that's why, you know, he looks so natural up there. You know what I mean?
Well, and the thing I've always liked about Ty's comedy, too, is that he just tells it like it is. He goes straight at it.
There's no, I can't cuss here, right?
Yeah, you can.
You can.
Oh, okay.
Fuck.
Okay, there it is. There's no bullshit in his set. You know, everything is from his life experiences and, you know.
You know, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. But you've also worked for Roasted Planet Entertainment.
Roasted Planet with Lauren Scherzer. Soapbox, yeah. I try to do other things other than comedy just to expand my resume, per se.
Open up your toolbox a little bit.
Which you should. Yeah. You're super talented.
Yeah. You know, like right now, like Sarai, I two filmed a web series.
I was just getting into this.
Yeah, which is, you know, which is a mix. People often tell me, oh, what's your web series about? Is it like another sketch comedy? Yeah, it's sketch comedy, but it's like if you got Fly the Conchords and Louis just to meet in the middle.
I love it.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's a certain topic and then somewhere within the sketch, it breaks into a musical number, then back into the sketch.
Yeah, I remember you've done a couple of music things, the videos I've seen before, like over the last couple
and,
of years.
Yeah, and ever since I started doing this...
with your MPC and your whole setup.
Yeah, this beatbox looping thing for about 3 years.
I was just saying, because I remember when I started, you'd been doing it for a little while and you did not have that.
I did not have that.
Right.
No. But I've always beatboxed throughout high school. I've always rapped and stuff like that, you know. And then one day I saw Reggie Watts and I'm like,
I can do this.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
It's just a big light bulb, you know. And ever since I started using it, it's like I've been getting more booked gigs, you know.
Well, so, because you're like your one-man variety show.
And that's exactly what I want. You know, even though it's very, very far-fetched idea, I want to combine like a stand-up comedy show and a rave, you know? Even though there is a place called Crave, which is Alex Hooper's room.
Right.
You know, it combines a stand-up comedy show and there's a rave after. But I actually want to incorporate... like
all at one time.
Like all at one time. You
here's
know what
the
I mean?
Drugs
I
the
know,
comics are on. Here's the drugs you'll be on.
And for you guys who can't see the equipment, it's just like a whole bunch of gidgets and buttons and lightened up effects and it's legit. Yeah.
He literally, when he does shows, he has his MPC set up, he has his loop. You do something that is so unique.
And you
on
never
stage.
Want to go on oh, before or after because Chris will be running around right behind you the whole time.
Trying to set up.
No, actually, everything's battery operated. I don't know why people assume that. Oh, you gotta find I've done comedy for a while, so I know how time sensitive it is sometimes.
No, you've always been fast set up.
Yeah, when just I like my, I just need 6 seconds just to plug it in, just to unplug the mic.
We have a caller.
Who's the caller?
Who's our caller? Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi. Who's this?
David.
David, who are you calling for, David?
Chris Rubio.
Hi, Chris. You have a caller.
What? David. I have a caller. Who's David?
Hi.
Hey, dude. What up, brother?
What up?
Are you allowed to say your last name, David, so we can give Chris an idea of who this is?
Perez.
Dave Perez?
Obviously, that's like an inside
don't
call.
Don't you live just down the block from here? Don't you live, like, down the block?
I think.
Oh my gosh.
I think.
I haven't, this guy's like a.
Who's Dave Perez?
Dave Perez is an old school friend, not even a fan, just a friend of mine. You know what I mean?
That's so cool. Cool.
Yeah, that's so cool. Okay. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, dude. I've been listening for the last like 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Oh, nice, nice.
What do you think of Rubio's interview?
Oh, dude, it's great, man. I mean, like, his shows too. I mean, I remember catching like one or two shows when he first started, and like, you know, he's developed. I don't even know how to explain it. He's just been developing himself. He's great.
Aww.
Well, I stopped giving a damn. I stopped giving a damn about trying to satisfy
what everybody else wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
Just have fun.
And, yeah, you know.
So is that where the Laughing with Comics tour came into play too?
Yeah, a little bit. This guy named Lawrence Scherzer, he was one that produced the whole show. He wanted to do like a little tour with me, him, Jackson McQueen, and...
love Jackson.
Yeah. But things didn't really fall through because it's very hard to produce something like that, you know? But it's still in the works, you know? But he still has to find... some backers, some funding. But other than that, he's very driven, which I love. And he's a very funny guy. So, you know, it will work. It just needs some time.
Yeah.
You know?
So how long have you and Dave known each other? Are you guys high school friends?
High school friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember when
we've been drunk of many times?
Oh, my Lord.
Dave, tell us a crazy
many
story.
Many times.
Dave, give us your best Rubio story. We have about 3 minutes before we start these challenges. And Dave, if you want to hang on the line, you can actually help us judge the challenges.
Sure. That'd be kind of fun.
Attaboy.
So give us your best quick Rubio story.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow.
Too many.
Too many. I mean... in the backyard playing horse. He comes up with these like weird off the wall, like off the bank, like behind the hoop. Like, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, you gotta call the bank in that game.
Are you kidding? Are you those Nike Air commercials where it's like off the wall, off your head, off my foot?
I'm a big basketball player, so you know, it's every time we play horse, it's like a challenge.
You're not doing the granny shots like behind the back?
Oh, no, no. Granny shots I will do in horse. Because if you don't know how to play horse, Nikki, it's like you got to mimic. Yeah, you've got to mimic whatever the other person did. Oh, oh damn. Look at
those. Try these like almost impossible granny shots. Like, you guys don't even know. Like, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It's all right.
So what's next on the lineup for you, Chris? What are you working on right now?
Trying to finish the web series. We already have 10 episodes.
Oh, okay. Nice.
We already have 10 episodes. I just have to edit some. But I'm really looking forward to just releasing it, just to like to put it out there. Because, you know, me and my writing buddy, Chad Golditch, which we've been doing this for like a year or so. So right. There's a lot of sweat that went into this web series, you know. And we tried to do it minimally as possible. We have wireless transmitter mics, so we can't afford a boom. You know, like we have a tripod. We try to do it with as least people as possible, and we made it work. So
I've used
my
iPhone before.
Well, maybe when it premieres, we can have you come back and we can do a premiere, because we also do a live feed here.
Oh,
so maybe we can premiere and have some live footage for you and some interviews and have some callers and. We'll bring Sarai back.
Yeah, I'll come back and hold the camera.
What's the name of it?
I want you to be part of the web series, actually.
Oh. Yeah, there you go. Make a connection.
There we go.
There you go.
Yes. Rose Studio. That's why we do these things
I'll take it.
Yeah.
What's the name of it now?
No Nap Time.
No Nap Time.
No Nap Time.
Yeah. That's true.
That's L.A.
Naps are nice. I never get them.
Oh, my God.
Did you just ponder? I never get a nap.
I just have sex and then I go to bed. There's no nap.
Well, I'll pass out, but it's not like, I'm going to take a nice little nap right now. There's difference between the two.
Yeah.
Like, I've napped during classes in college.
Do you nap, Nikki? No.
No? Do you nap?
Say no. I'm always...
I nap. I take a frequent nap around 3 p.m.
I take a frequent nap.
An article saying that your nap should not be longer than no more than 30 minutes.
But that's why I can't nap. I have such a heavy REM sleep that if I nap, I will fall asleep and I will not hear an alarm. Like, I have enough trouble getting up early in the morning with 3 alarms set.
Yeah.
So you're like a heavy sleeper.
Yes,
I haven't been using alarms lately. I've been getting up at like 7 or 8 every morning. Just
I hate you.
All right, time to start the day.
Uh-oh, that's the grandpa signs. Waking up at 6 a.m.
I just can't. Every time I've tried to like wake up on my own, I can't. But we are going to be waking up right now with some beatboxing, because it is fight time. It is fight time.
It's just every week
Studios.
You have two people. Yeah.
Battle it out.
Oh, yeah. Beatboxing.
And since, for those of you that have not heard both of their comedy, they both do a little certain level of beatboxing, a certain level of rapping, and I wanted to get a girl that's just as talented enough to match up with Rubio and vice versa.
So I've come up with like, shit.
I know. Like me talented.
He's like the auto-tune and everything going on. You know?
Is your system even working right now, or are you
No,
cool?
It's not. It's fine, though. It'll be...
Fair game. Because the second challenge, I'm going to need both of you anyway, but for the first challenge, do you have a coin?
Yes, somewhere.
We're going to flip a coin and we're going to play a game that I like to call Copycat Beatbox.
What this is
whoever wins the coin toss has to start it off. You have to do a beatbox noise and the other person has to imitate it.
Okay. A beatbox pattern.
Well, it could be a noise or a pattern. Any noise. Like, you could be like, wah. Because I can't do any of this crap.
That was great, Nikki. That was great.
It's just my wah.
<All right.
laughs>
We might not. Oh, there we go.
You got a coin?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
We'll let
Dave flip it. We're going to let Sarai call it in the air because it's ladies' prerogative.
Right. Let's go. Heads.
Tails. Okay, so Ruby will start. Just a mini little sequence, and she's got to imitate it.
All right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's going down.
That's pretty good. Okay. Well, what do you think, Jenny? Is that close enough?
Jenny.
Okay. I'm like,
So we got 1 point for Rubio. Now Sarai gets a chance to do the same. Oh, yeah. Dave, we're going to have to drop you. We have another caller. I'm sorry.
All right, go for it.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. No. I love you, dude.
Hey, guys.
Oh, yeah.
You got to give me a call. You have my phone number
still. What did you think, Dave? Did she do it okay?
Come on, Dave. You've only been knowing him since high school. Don't be like
that. I give her a 7.
Out of?
Okay, Sarai, your turn.
All right.
Man, Chris, that was even worse.
Thank you. Thank you, Nikki.
She missed it.
She took that.
So we're at one.
I can't do it.
Rubio, your turn.
I was so scared, too. I was like, no way.
You did good.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Go ahead, Rubio.
Okay, maybe just the.
I can try to mimic the sign, but I can't make it look as sexy as Rubio. He was tongue kissing the mic, everybody. Like, it was just, the mic has a sweat dropping. Okay, anyways.
I don't know how you guys
Somebody
do this
get
shit.
That mic a towel. Okay. No, I totally missed the sound.
Do it again. Do it again.
Oh, gosh.
I got that part. Okay. All right. All right. Womp.
I think that's pretty damn good. Yeah, okay. Yeah. What do you think, Dave? Is Dave there? Oh.
I'm like, which Dave are we talking about now?
Bye. Okay.
I know.
Well, then Jenny, what do you think?
Jenny from the box.
She was on. Jenny was on board.
I gave it to really Sarai good. Too. So
really? Oh,
yeah.
Yay.
Okay. 2-1. We got 2-1.
It's best out of 5, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Well, then we'd already be done.
I think so. Oh my gosh, my head hurts. So too much math.
Well, just say you got to win by 3.
Okay.
Okay. So
one more.
She's got to give you the.
She's got to give you a beat.
Right.
Wow.
I was watching Biz Markie before here. I was like, I'm gonna kill a whole scarecrow. YouTube.
Just a friend. All right, hold on.
Do it again.
I have no idea.
You said you did that. Right.
Yeah. That's what. Okay. I'll try to do it.
Sarai takes the round.
She got it.
Okay, the next challenge is going to be a little better because the other person has to beatbox the beat while the other opposite person has to freestyle this battle.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Do we have a topic that we're going to freestyle about?
I'm going to let Dave pick the first topic.
Okay.
Gingerbread houses.
Gingerbread houses. Okay, flip a coin. Who's going to get the gingerbread house?
Do you want to freestyle first, Rubio, or...
I don't know.
No, we're flipping a coin.
Flipping a coin.
Okay. Call it, Sarai.
Go ahead.
Tails. Heads.
Changed it up.
Tails.
Dang it.
Okay, so Rubio, you got to do the beat, and she's got to freestyle gingerbread houses.
All right. Okay. Slow beat, like a Bismarcky.
Give it to me slow. Gingerbread houses. I said gingerbread house. You know, first of all, as black rappers, you gotta warm up first.
Yeah.
What up? Okay. This is happening. All right. Gingerbread houses. We about to talk about it. All right. Gingerbread houses. I don't like to be there with his mouses. I only want to be there with no spouses. Hey, I said gingerbread houses. Hey, I said I walk in the door, pass by a jelly button, and then I look around and be like, oh, all of a sudden, I want to.
That was pretty damn good.
Okay,
now you got to do a beat for Rubio.
Yes.
You did good.
Gingerbread houses.
Okay.
Gingerbread houses. 2015 is coming out.
I have to pick Rubio's topic. High heels.
High heels.
High heels.
You want it slow or fast?
Just surprise me.
Surprise. I do the same beat, so I'll just give you this one.
Okay.
High heels.
High heels.
Okay.
Yo, high heels, yeah. Yo, this is Chris Rubio saying something about Nikki Burnell's high heels, yeah.
That she doesn't wear.
Nikki Burnell's high heels, she's strutting. Because you know me, I don't like the stuttering. Every time I take a look at Nikki Burnell's heels, I'm like, damn, look at her. She damn kills all day. Look at this Mexican Cuban going down the street with her. Don't beat down here with her high heels and stuff. Yeah, look at her. Looking like Sofia Vergara. What the hell is underneath that mascara? It's no H-I-H-I-S-G-2-H-F-H-E.
Okay, I think we're going to need a tiebreaker. We got to stop. We're going to need a tiebreaker.
I think you had it on that, Rubio. Okay. Man, that was great.
That was
over. Oh, I forgot I was in the studio for a second. I was like, hey.
Okay, one more beat of peace.
So
you gotta
how
do it for
this
her. We gotta go.
About.
We got 2 minutes. Know, right? Got 2 minutes to decide this. It's fast. 1-1 right now.
Just give me whatever.
Go fast.
What's my topic?
You gotta do.
Give me a topic. Metal figure.
No, not middle fingers.
I was like, is that middle fingers? Middle fingers. Okay, totally different. Okay, middle finger. So I check out my hand and I don't got a man and I put up my finger and it's like on a nano nana.
Okay, he's
got to
do it too.
What's the
middle finger? Yeah. Go, sir. Give him a beat.
All right, middle finger. Yo. Don't pull that trigger with the middle finger. If I cut you off in the freeway, oh, my bad, I'm Asian. Oh, don't really care because you know you got the persuasion. Because what am I looking at? Nikki with high heels and shit. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, we got to make a decision.
Call me, Diddy. Call me.
I know. Damn, this is going to be tough. Okay, Dave, you
can.
Oh, yeah, take the caller.
It's all about Sarai.
No, you
Who's that caller?
No, man, you got it.
Hello. Hey, Rob.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Were you even listening to the challenges?
I listened to the last middle finger part.
Who do you think took it?
I think Rubio took
it.
Yeah. You're only saying that because you're my friend.
Okay, but we're going by. This is Rob.
This is Rob.
We're going overall, though. What do you think?
Rubio took the beatbox. Rubio took the rapping. She took the beatbox.
I know, but we got to come up with a winner.
So, right.
Dave is nice. He's like, give them both.
Are you flipping
give
the
both
coin?
The title.
Oh, my God.
No, you can't.
Tails, okay. You can't flip the coin.
What are you guys? This is the most
undecisive. Tails,
sorry. No, you don't understand, Rob. You don't understand. It was really, really tough. Jenny, I'm going to let you be the second vote.
Jenny from the box.
I'll be the last one. I'll be the last vote. You can be your vote.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm
Jenny.
Gonna go. Girls win.
Yes.
Girls win.
Of course. Girls.
Yeah. Sorry, you mistaken me for Mexican.
Hold on,
since Rob did not get to see how epic the first challenge was, I gotta give it to Sarai.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yay.
I do. Are you sure?
Say what?
Okay, she said we can go over.
Rob, Sarai's a good girl.
We can go over for one more minute. So, best beat. Give us your best beat right now. Go.
Well, why don't we combine a beat?
They both were. They were combining a beat. Okay, Ruby, your turn.
Okay.
You gotta hurry. You got 30 seconds. What do you think?
Yeah.
Rubio.
Oh,
okay. Rubio takes it. The men get one. Sarai, that's I think cool. You still should have taken it, we'll give it up to Rubio.
Jenny agrees with Sarai.
Jenny agrees.
Yeah.
We're not going to give a boo to Sarai because she kicked ass.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Give it up, guys.
Thank you.
You guys, that's our Battle of the Sexes, round 3. Give it up for your winner, Chris Woo! Rubio.
All right, I got to go back.
Okay, bye, Rob.
Where are you going tonight, Rob?
Thank
I want to know.
Rob's performing at the Rack tonight. I'll be in Eagle Rock. Where are you going to be, Dave Swan?
Drinking at home.
Nice.
That's a nice coffee
All right,
show.
Well, I got to show you guys the prize before we get out of here. It is a beatbox backpack.
I want it back. I'll take it back.
A beatbox backpack. This
thing can take video from the back of it too and pictures. Yeah.
So you used to see this backpack. This backpack is tricked out with trophy speakers, Rubio.
What the fuck?
And headphones and
that's so awesome.
All right, guys, that's all the time we've got. I'm Nikki Bernal. This is Dave Swan. Thank you for listening to Ballad of Sexes. Bye. Thank you, Skid Row Studios.
Thank you, Sari. Thank you, Chris Rubio. Bye.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.